Welcome to the Coaching for Leaders podcast. Hey everyone, I'm your host Dave Shea. Today we're going to be covering a range of topics on leadership, life purpose, goals, and what you're doing in your life to be happy. I'm a business coach, life coach, and I got a bit of woo-woo in me. I've been creating leaders for over 25 years, and I hope that this show inspires you to bring out your hidden potential and empowers you to live your passion. Let's go ahead and start today's show. Wow, this is kind of cool. My first solo podcast. I'm actually really excited. Many of you know that I've been doing podcasts for a while with some counterparts of mine, Josh, Connor, and Trevor. So we have a Blue Collar Fitness podcast, which comes out every Tuesday as well. We've been doing that for about 6 months now, and it is a podcast where it's three personal trainers and a life coach. So what I'm doing is I'm starting my own solo adventure here based on helping people become leaders, you know, information that leaders need, what it means to be a leader. You know, it's great to be in management. It's great to lead people and be in charge of people. But if you don't know how to treat the people that are working for you, the people who are dedicating their lives to you, the people who are serving you, and you're treating them like shit, then, you know, that's where I come in. I just want to come in and let you know that you can hire people who are smarter than you, that you can hire and develop these people to be incredible. And by working on others and creating other leaders, then you are going to inspire such loyalty and you are going to become the leader that you want to be. You know, if you're a leader and you have to beat people down, you definitely need to listen to this podcast because this is for you. So who am I? Well, my name is Dave Shep and I'm a business coach. I'm a life coach. I'm a Reiki teacher. I have been doing coaching for many, many years. I have been in corporate America for a lot of my life. I used to eat, bleed corporate. I mean, I would work 60 to 80 hours a week, depending on the position that I held. I have managed and led, you know, small stores that will do, you know, 80,000 in retail revenue up to districts that will do up to, you know, 4 million in revenue. So I have, I've done the gambit in my career, managed a lot of people, and I have created a lot of leaders. I have created leaders in different industries that I am so proud of, that I have solid friendships with today, that I will have for the rest of my life. All because I saw some hidden potential in them. And half the time I just saw that they were miserable. It was like, you know, you come to work every day and you see that look in their face. Like, what's wrong? You know, oh, nothing. I'm here. You know, what can I do for you? You know, and it's like, oh, dude, what's going on? Why are you so freaking miserable? And it just comes out that working this job is not their passion. They're doing it to pay the bills, you know. They came in, they interviewed, they found the job. It was exciting at first. Then when they learned it, they got bored. And then they realized that they're punching a clock in corporate America every day. And then they go home and they get their paycheck and they're just, it's not satisfying at all. So what I've always been good at is trying to figure out what people's passion is. And sometimes it worked very well where it was able to find that passion and it meant something and staying on board with the company I was in. Or it meant, hey, you know what? It's fine if you're not happy here. Let's figure out what you want to do, and let me see if I can help you build a skill set and find, you know, match your skills to your passion, and see what we can do. Maybe start a little side hustle. Maybe find a new career. Let me help you figure out what inspires you. Do you need to go back to school? Do you want to be self-taught? I'm a very big guy. You know, I'm a very big guy on self-knowledge. You know, I have a high school diploma. I went to some college when I was, you know, 19, 20 years old. But it, you know, I never got my college degree. But I know a lot because I'm self-taught. I just believe that you learn every day. And that has been my motto for years now. And I learn new tasks and people are shocked sometimes at the amount of stuff that I do because I am so well-rounded, with all of the knowledge that I have. I like to call myself a Renaissance soul because literally, I can do science, math, web design, graphics, I can do coaching, I can do leading, I can do finances, credit repair, you name it, I have done a handle in it. And if I don't know it, I'm such a creative thinker and such a problem solver that I can figure it out. And if that all else fails, I hire somebody to do it for me. So, either way, I get the job done. I'm one of those people that somebody says, "Hey, if I offer you $1 million, can you get this done?" Well, yeah, I get it done. I don't care what the task is, I'll get it done. Because that's just who I am. So when I would identify these people when I was working in my previous jobs, and I would identify that they weren't happy, it would start with a conversation. I was like, well, what is it that, what do you like to do? What is it that you can be passionate about? Like you talk about a lot, where your friends are like, "God, will you stop talking about it?" Okay, that's your passion. Whether it's gaming, whether it's gardening, whether it's music, anything along those lines, thinking logically, all these things. Once we figure out what your passion is, then we, I try and work with somebody to match their skill set to that. So when you match a skill set to a passion, it's kind of incredible because I've often found that anything is monetizable. Is that a word? Monetizable. Yeah. Helping people monetize their passion is what I'm really good at. And especially with the help of the internet nowadays, you can monetize anything. And I've taken people from zero to excess so many times in my life. I've met people and I have case studies to where I find them, they're miserable, they're in a minimum wage job, and then within 2 years they're owning their own company, they're bringing in $10,000 to $15,000 a month. They are happy, they've just started to hire employees. I mean, it is incredible with the amount of stuff that I've been able to do to help people. And it just comes from identifying what they want to do, and then I work with them to create something special. Sometimes it takes, 6 months. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it could take 2 years. But it all depends on the amount of work that the person wants to do to get it. And I help them with social media, branding, their values, their end goals, how to generate multiple streams of revenue. All of these different things is what makes going from corporate to freedom possible. And that's always been a big thing for me, because when people get trapped in a corporate job and they don't know the politics, they don't understand politics, and all of a sudden it's like, "People are mean to me," or, "I was passed over for this promotion," or, "I hate my boss." And I get all that. You're making $150,000, $200,000 a year, you have a good living, but when you go to work, you're just numb inside. A lot of people get sales jobs just so they don't have to go into the office. I'm going to be an account rep, and I'm going to have a territory so that I don't have to go into the office today and deal with your bullshit. But again, it's unsatisfying, especially for salesmen who have to make a lot of phone calls. I've been, oh my God, I had been in that job where it's like, you need to make 40 to 60 phone calls a day and talk about your product that you half believe in, and you need to make a sale. And if you don't make a sale this month, I'm going to write you up. And then if you don't make it in 2 months, I'm going to write you up again. And only 3rd month, I'm going to fire you. What the fuck kind of job security is that? That's one of the lamest type of things you can possibly imagine. It inspires nothing. So when you have a company like that that you're working for, that they just care more about the dollar than they do about you, you're in the wrong company. And trust me, there are some great companies out there. I know of several incredible companies that I wouldn't mind working for because they're so good to their employees. And it's amazing with things that I've seen where you go in, and I was in a company the other day, and they have a personal chef that comes in every day, pre-COVID, but they came in every day and they make food for the employees, and the kitchen was like a gourmet style kitchen in this company. And then you have the waiting room or the lunch area. And the lunch area is all the lunch tables with these incredible tables and chairs that were in different styles for different levels of comfort, with different games in the room. And I mean, just incredible of how this company takes care of its employees. And there are many, many, many companies like that, pre-stocked refrigerators. And that's just to handle the food part of you. The actual perks of the company itself and what they do for you, and how they treat you, that's how you identify what working for someone who is a good leader is. Because when you have a company owner or a corporation that cares about its employees first, then you have found something special, because they realize that by putting money into their employees, by training their employees, by coaching their employees, by giving their employees incredible packages, that they will retain them. You know, but when you have a corporate entity that is literally just all about the numbers, that's it. They have high turnover. You know, the managers turn over more than the employees. You know, it is just so sad. You know, and what's funny is when you find the white knights, you know, you'll find this brand new white knight who's out of college, and he comes in and he sees all this that's wrong, and he's talking to people and he cares and he's got empathy, and then he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna fight for you, and that guy's out on his ass within 6 months because he doesn't realize, you know, what he's up against. So, and I've seen that many, many times, the white knight syndrome. So it is very interesting, and I'm hoping that stuff that I'm able to do with this podcast is going to just be able to help people realize what it is that makes a difference in your life. You know, I want to teach you guys how to be leaders, but also I want to teach you that if you're unhappy with what you're doing, then I want you to listen, and hopefully I could inspire you to figure out, hey, this is my life passion. This is what I want to do. I have no idea how to do it. You know, so you can connect with me on social media, ask questions. I'd love to be able to pull up some questions on things I can talk about on the show, since I'm literally sitting in a room talking to myself right now, and I'm like, okay, what do I talk about next, Dave? So my Instagram, where you can leave messages, is Dave Shep Consulting. My website is DaveShepConsulting.com, and my email is Dave@DaveShepConsulting.com. Can you notice a theme there? I can. So again, send me messages, send me questions that you would like me to talk about on the show, about being a leader, about working in corporate, about, you know, finding, you know, again, going from corporate to freedom. You know, I use that term a lot. It's actually one of my brands that I'm working on within my own company. And to take someone from corporate to freedom is huge, because we're going to identify what that means for you in the upcoming episodes that we have here. So for my first, gosh, I guess digging into my first podcast, I guess I would just like to talk about, you know, what is your passion? So I want you guys to think about that real quick. So you're sitting there, you're doing your day-to-day job, and I've known many, many people that over the years that I've helped, who they're like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm good at this. I make tons of money. Do you enjoy it? No. Okay, that sucks. That's not your passion then. But I make good money, Dave. Well, I get that you make good money. But if you're good at making money at something that you hate, imagine how incredible you would be making money at something that you love. I mean, think about that. You go to work every day in a job that you fucking hate, and you kill it with competition. You kill it with the sales contest. You kill it with making your numbers. You bring home your commission check, and you are fucking proud of it because you nailed it. And you hate the product, you hate your job. So think about it. Just think about it seriously. If you loved what you did, if you loved what the product that you sold or the service that you sold, if you were in love with it because it was your passion, think about the money that you would make by doing something that you honestly love. I mean, it's such an easy concept to think about. But it's not what society's norm is. You know, society's norm is I have to go to high school, I have to go to college, I have to, you know, get married, I have to have 2.5 kids, I have to buy a house, you know, hopefully in different orders there. And if I don't do these things, if I don't belong to the fraternity, if I don't do these things in order, if I don't network, then I have not succeeded in life. You know, and again, society standards were made by people who are long dead. And they're like, okay, this is how you have to live. No, okay. You came onto this planet to just explode and expand and to be you. Everything that is distinct, everything that is wonderful, everything that is different about you is fucking needed in this world, and you need to own that. If you don't own your individuality, if you don't own your distinctiveness, then you are not living your life. If you're trying to conform to what your parents tell you that you need to do to live your life, if you need to if you're trying to conform to what your boss tells you, or what radio ads or TV or what the web tells you of what this is what it means to be a normal life, then you are not living your life. So when you're trying to figure out what your passion is, I really do need you to think about you. What it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to be. You know, you can be 25, 30, 35 years old and think to myself, well, what do I want to be when I grow up? Because it's true. You have been living a life so far that you're miserable in at times. If you hate your boss, I'm going to teach you how to be your own boss. And that's what we're going to do in this podcast over time. So as we continue to get into episodes and get into to future seasons and all this kind of stuff, I really want to focus on teaching you what it means to live your life, to expand yourself, to be you, to live you, and to be okay with that and not give a shit what anybody thinks about you. Okay? Personal power. I am all about personal power and I'm all about self-love. If you don't love yourself, then we're going to start there. If you continue to give away your personal power, we're going to work on that. You know, I have a plethora of topics that I'm going to be covering over the next few episodes, and it's going to be really interesting to see what develops. I have some great guest speakers lined up. I call them guest stars or whatever. I don't care. They're just people that I fucking know that I really admire and I love, and I want them to come and talk about their stories with you. I am a big storyteller. I have to say I do like telling stories. And it just is amazing. I mean, I worked with a client for a couple of years, and I told him over and over and over that he hated his profession. And he didn't believe me. He's like, no, I'm good at it. I'm so good at it. I love it. I love helping people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you hate what you do. And I could see it, but he couldn't. So I would mention it every now and then, and he'd get pissed at me and be like, no, Dave, you're wrong. And then all of a sudden, you know, a few months go by after we hadn't talked for a bit, and we talk, and he's like, doing something else. And I said, so what are you doing? Because I saw that he was doing something else. And he's like, well, I just kind of realized that I really wasn't happy for the last, you know, 5 years of my life doing something I didn't want to do. I'm like, oh, okay, see? So I'm not for much for I told you so, but here on my first episode, I'm saying, I fucking told you so, okay? Seriously, when you are good at something and you love it, you can do so much with your life. You feel rewarded. You feel like you're making a difference. You feel like you are living the real you. When you live the real you, you get this shine about you, this energy about you that is just amazing. And other people see that. And that's going to attract more like people to you. You know, it all starts with a good support system. If you have toxic people in your life who are tearing you down or who are telling you that you need to live your life a certain way, based on your culture, based on your family, based on your religious beliefs, and it literally eats at your soul. You know, if you have to lie to be who you are, you're not living your truth. You're not living the purpose that you meant to live on this planet when you came here, because you chose to come here and then let somebody else dictate your life to you. I mean, how fucked up is that? Literally, I know people who come from a very strong religious background, and they do not want to disappoint their parents. So they live a life that their parents want them to live. So their parents have lived their lives already. They've created this wonderful family unit that is incredible, and they should be proud of themselves. But when you love someone out of fear and you love someone out of control, that's not love. Okay? So if you're a parent pushing your child to be something that they don't want to be, wake the fuck up. Okay? That is not real. If you are the adult person right now and you are making decisions based on what your parents tell you to do, but you're unhappy, again, wake the fuck up. Okay? I need you to realize that you are strong enough and that you are powerful enough that you can make your own decisions in this life and be the person that you were born to be the person that you were meant to be. So in order to do that, you have to look deep inside yourself. You need to look in the mirror and you need to shut that fucking voice up in your head that says, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I am not handsome enough. I am not strong enough. Bullshit. When you look in front of the mirror, you should see your best friend. If you don't see your best friend, then you need to work on some self-love, some self-esteem, some self-confidence. Again, I'm going to have topics on the show, so keep listening. It really is going to be a journey with all of this. If you guys are listening to this first episode today, it is going to be a journey that we are going to take every week, and you're going to listen and you're going to learn things about yourself, and you're going to come back and you're going to realize that, hey, you know, I do this, I think this, you know, this little tidbit of what Dave said today is real, and I need to work on this and I need to figure out. And if I don't address it on the show, then you message me, you DM me, whatever, and I will answer your question. Any question that anybody sends me, I will answer the question either directly or on the show. So please know that. I give you my word on that right now. Luckily, I only have like 40 followers, so I won't be too busy. So when it comes right down to it, it just is literally, what do you want to do? What is it that you want to do in your life that makes you happy? Let's start with that. I want you to just, you know, close your eyes real quick. Even if you're driving, go ahead and close your eyes. That's fine. Close your eyes real quick and be like, what do I like to do? Ask that question to yourself. What is it that makes me happy? What is it that when I do it, it's not work? It feels amazing. You know, is it traveling? You know, do you want to be able to travel anywhere in the world and work anywhere in the world on your laptop? I mean, what kind of life would that be for you? What would that do for you to realize that I can get on a plane, I can go to this destination, I can get a B&B, an Airbnb here for, you know, a month. I'm working every day. I'm making money. I'm supporting myself. I'm supporting my employees. I'm supporting my family. But you know what? I'm in Bali for a month, or I'm going to go to Florida for a month, or I'm going to go to the Bahamas, or I'm going to go to Iceland, and I'm going to work from there because I can. Okay, that's freedom. And that's the kind of stuff that you need to be thinking about with your life. What kind of freedom do I want to have? You know, do you want to have a family and you haven't figured that out yet? Well, if you have not found the right person for your in your life yet, then again, we need to address some of the self-love issues, some of the things that will make you happy. Because I can tell you, if you are absolutely miserable in your career, if you are absolutely not doing your life purpose, you are never going to attract the real mate that is going to come in and help you be more. You know, you'll know that it's the right person because you want to be a better person because of them. You know, and that's what's amazing. And I know this from personal experience. I've been with my husband for 31 years now. Holy cow, 31 years. So, you know, we got married when Oregon made it legal about 5 years ago. We did the whole domestic partnership thing like 15 years ago when it became legal. But we've been together for 31 years. And one of the greatest things I can say about my husband is that he supports me for all my harebrained schemes, for everything that I want to do. He helps me grow. He helps me to expand into the person that I want to be. And I'm 52 years old and I have done so many different things in my life. But the things that I've done in my life have given me experience to help others. And my overall goal that I enjoy doing is helping other people. You know, and for me, helping them help themselves and then helping them help others. You know, it's that whole pay it forward thing, that butterfly effect thing. If I can help you be strong and I help you find your life passion and I help you do something that you make a difference in this world, then for me, that leaves a legacy. And I have been incredible at leaving a legacy that I'm proud of because of the people that I have helped grow and develop. You know, there are children on this planet because I played matchmaker. There are people being healed because I helped people get into medical school. You know, all these different things that I've done in my life is something that I'm proud of because I made an impact. So what impact are you making on your life based on your life purpose and your life passion? Okay. Have you found your passion? When you find that passion, do you ignore it or do you just do it for your, you know, are you crafty and you do, you know, make things and you have a whole house full of stuff that you've made, but you have no freaking idea how to get your name out there? Well, again, I can help with that. that's what I do, and I'm going to have some episodes about that in the future. I've got information on my website about that. I've got some free giveaways that I'm going to be putting out on my website soon in order to help people figure all this stuff out. So it's just, it's really important that what you do in life matters to you. Because if you're living someone else's dream, who is going to live your dream? Okay, you have your dream. When you were 8 years old, you wanted to be this. When you were 12 years old, you wanted to be this. When you were 25 years old, you didn't want to be what you're currently doing. When you're 35 years old, you really didn't want to be what you're doing. Okay, so what are you doing to help yourself? You know, and it all comes down to physical, emotional, spiritual. There are three sides of you that you have got to work on. And that's something I'm going to be teaching over the next few, future episodes. We're going to be talking about what it is physically that you need to do in your life in order to heal, have self-confidence, help your body, all these different things. You know, I've worked in the fitness industry for 10 years. I've lost over, 140 pounds at one point in my life. Let's not talk about what COVID did to me. I got some back from that COVID thing, but I'm working on it. I have enough personal trainers in my life that I'm working on still to get the body that I want and to live a healthy life. But so you have the physical part, then you have the emotional part, you know, the forgiveness. You've made some mistakes in your life. So what? Every one of us has made mistakes in our life. But if we let those mistakes consume us, if we let the past consume us, we're never going to live in the present and plan for the future. And we're never going to plan for the present and have a great future. So we really need to make sure that our emotional state is fine. Then we have our spiritual side. You know, again, spirituality is huge. And I'm not saying religion, if you're not into religion, but what it is with connecting to your higher being, what it is connecting with the universe, what it is connecting with a higher power. Whatever that is for you, whatever that seems like to you, whether it's God, whether it's Buddha, whether it's your higher power, it doesn't matter as long as you have that connection to something. When you have those three connections and all three connections are strong, that's when you figure out that life is so much more. You were meant to come here just to leave an impact on this planet that will help and serve humanity. If you think that that's not true, you need to continue listening to this podcast, because that's the truth. We are all here to leave an impact. What is your impact going to be? Okay. You can ignore it. You can ignore all the stuff that you feel because you think you're not good enough, or I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this, I'm not that. Fuck all that shit. Okay. I'm here to tell you that no matter your age, no matter your looks, no matter your financial status, any of that shit, I can help you figure out what your life purpose is, and I can help you get drawn to it, and I can help you figure out a way to live that life. And that's what I do, and I'm good at it, and I have had some incredible success doing it for people. So I want to share that. That's why I created this podcast, because I want to get this information out, because right now all this information is just literally friends. I have built my entire business on referrals. Referrals are incredible, but you know what? It's time to expand. And that's what I'm working on. So I'm working on expanding. I've got an incredible team that I've assembled. I've got a team around me that is so much smarter than me. It's amazing. They're all so much smarter in their own fields. So I love that. I love surrounding myself by smart people. I never want to be the smartest person in the room, because if I'm the smartest person in the room, we're in a dumbass room. Okay. However, I have the skills and the compassion and the understanding of who I am that I'm never threatened by someone who's smarter than me. I'm never threatened by another person's success, because if they're successful, then they have stuff to teach. And if they have stuff to teach, I'm willing to learn. I learn every day. If you're not learning every day, if you think you know it all, if you think you're at the top of your game, trust me. You need this podcast, okay? Because you are not at the top of your game ever, because there's always someone changing the rules of the game. There's always someone improving it. There's always somebody doing something. Life is about expansion. You always want to expand into the person that you were meant to be. You want to expand into your passion. You want to expand into your fitness. The only thing that you need to be comparing yourself to is who you were an hour ago, who you were yesterday.
Okay? If you're better than the man that you were yesterday, if you're better than the woman that you were yesterday, if you're better than the man that you were an hour ago, if you're better than the woman you were an hour ago, then you're doing something good. Okay? But if you compare yourself to others and you think that you're not good enough because this other person is doing it better, you know, faster, stronger, whatever, bullshit. You just do it differently, and the differences is what makes you special. And I need you to realize that you have it within you to be so incredible and to be so, to just be so much more. And we've made mistakes growing up. You know, teenagers, we've done some bonehead things. In college, we've done some bonehead things. In our career, we've done some bonehead things that we're ashamed of. We may have hurt people. Okay, so let's figure that out. Let's figure out what pain you have and turn that into a lesson. What did you learn from it? And can you not do it again? Because if the lesson was that important that you needed to learn it, then maybe that's something that was meant to be so that you could learn that lesson. Okay? Make amends if you still can. I mean, I think that's one of the nicest things about social media nowadays is, you know, when I was in high school, I had some bullies. And literally over the years, I've gotten contacted by these guys who are like, you know what, when I was in high school with you, I was a total douche to you. I made your life miserable, and I just want to say I'm sorry. And when you wake up to that kind of message, it's kind of nice. It's kind of validating, you know, to realize that, hey, you know, and they just said, I just didn't know any better. Or I thought you were, you know, you were just too easy to pick on, and it made me feel strong to pick on you. So, you know, there was some forgiveness there. Worked out both ways. It's worked out good. I have a good relationship with a couple of them now. That's really great. So it's that kind of stuff that you do. You make amends. You figure out what you can do with your life in order to not feel shame. Because if you're ashamed of who you are, if people are telling you you're a bad person, if people are telling you that, you know, you're not good enough, again, that's toxic bullshit. And no. Because I guarantee you, if that is the kind of people you have in your life, then you're attracting this. You're drawing it in. You know, when you feel like you have to protect yourself, what you're doing is you're sending out the universe law of attraction. Okay, so I need to protect myself. So the universe is saying, okay, so he wants to protect himself. So I need to send him stuff that he needs to be protected from. And bullshit, you know. It comes down to you need to treat yourself incredibly well. Working in the fitness industry, I know several bodybuilders. I know several bikini competitors who, when they stand in front of a mirror, they are the most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life. And then they feel like they're ugly. They will look at two or three parts of their body that judges, who are just big fat guys sitting behind a desk, or usually saying, you know what, you are not perfect. So therefore, you do not matter. You do not count. We're going to push you to the side of the stage. Again, bullshit. If you let that affect you, yes, if you're in the sport and it has rules and it's competition, that's fine. But you don't take that into your personal life. You don't take that into your being of, I'm not good enough because I have a little bit of belly fat that is literally 0.1% more than another competitor. No. You know, and that's just an analogy that I'm using, but it goes so far down. You know, when you look at anybody who's telling you that you're not good enough or something, a lot of times they're either loving you out of fear or they have their own insecurities, and the only way that they can feel powerful or feel good about themselves is by putting you down. And you need to realize that if this is happening in your life, if you are being constantly put down, if you're being constantly told that you're not good enough, if you're being constantly told that you're not living a good life, but you are, you know, as long as you're not committing felonies and misdemeanors and shit like that, you're living a good life. You know, don't break the law. However, live the life that you want to live. If you feel that you're a good person, but people tell you all the time that you're not a good person, again, I call bullshit. And you need to continue listening to my podcast, because we're going to be talking about topics every week. Today, I'm kind of like all over the board, but that's fine, because I'm just kind of explaining what you're going to be hearing from me in the future, hoping you come back. Hopefully you'll sign up for, you know, more podcasts in the future. But it just comes down to, seriously, I want to help you become the best version of you. And that's one of the most important things. You know, do you need to start a side hustle program in order to that you can monetize your passion? That's a really good thing. You know, we're going to figure out how to take you from zero to excess. You know, One of my favorite things, and I joke about this with my business partner, because we have people who are like, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 40. And he will say, this is one of those. So how are you going to do that? And the answers are interesting, to say the least. And then he will be like, okay, so let's break it down. Let's just break it down a little bit. Instead of you saying to me that you're going to be a millionaire by 40, why don't you tell me how you can save $10,000 in the next year? And again, nothing. So he and I joke about this a lot. So I actually am going to create a program to teach people how to scale and how to be a millionaire by 40. So again, I'm going to be covering stuff about that on my show. You know, self-love, honoring yourself, self-respect, those kind of things. You know, you want to build your freedom. You want to have as much freedom as you can, and you want to transform your life into the vision that you see. So I want you to hold that vision of what it is. You know, everybody talks about gratitude and vision boards and different things like that. Google them, see what they are if you don't know what they are. You know, I have my own vision board, and it's amazing, and it shows me of who I want to be. And what's really neat is when you walk by it and you kind of look at it and you're like, oh wow, I've got this one, I got this one, I got this one. I use post-it notes for mine. So whenever something comes to reality from my vision board, I just yank the post-it note off and put it to the side. And it's like, haha, did that. And then just keep adding new post-it notes whenever I want to expand into something more. So, you know, it's fun. Gratitude, oh man, we're going to have total shows on gratitude. Because again, if you're not grateful for what you currently have, if you're warm, if you're fed, and you're not being shot at, you've got a good fucking life, okay? So, you know, it's so crazy. And some of the problems that I hear from people, I just really want to just smack them and say, you know what, you need to get bigger fucking problems. Because if your biggest problem today was that your latte was just, you know, lukewarm, you're insane. Okay, so again, we're going to be working on all that stuff, trying to figure out what it means to be a responsible, loving person who cares for yourself. I want you to honor you. I want you to have self-respect for you. I want you to look in the mirror and see your best friend. And that's what this show is about. I'm going to cut this show a little bit short today. It's only, you know, it's again my first show. I hope I didn't bore you. If I did, you cut off already. Fuck you. But if you stayed, yay, thanks. Love you. Other than that, if you have any questions, please give me just shoot me a message on social media. Again, Instagram, Dave Shep Consulting. Let's see, my website, DaveShepConsulting.com. And I got a Facebook page also. I think you look it up on there. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will be releasing episodes every Tuesday. So thanks. Take care. Peace.